Welcome back to 10 pounds 10 times, where I am chronicling my journey to lose 100 pounds. I have not posted a 10 pounds 10 times episode in about a month, so I am going to give you an update on how things are going, what the numbers are looking like, and what our plan is going forward. All right, let's just get into the numbers. I'm going to try to keep this episode short and sweet. So the last time that I recorded an episode and published, it was February 1st. Today, as I'm recording, it is March 12th, 2024. And on that episode, I weighed in at 224 pounds. Today is March 12th, okay? And my current weight is 220 pounds. So that is a total of 4 pounds down, okay? But I want to share something with you, because while that sounds like, oh, wow, you lost 4 pounds, this past month was very challenging for me in the sense that there was a lot of yo-yoing going on. And I didn't get to record the episode every week like I would like to, just with life and things on my plate that are going on that just, I wasn't able to, guys, okay? And so, you know, you've got your weekly episode from me, and I'm not always able to get to 10 pounds 10 times. I'm hoping to change that, but I'm not going to make any promises and overcommit myself. However, let me just explain something to you. I'm going to go through my list. I don't always weigh in. Like, I tend to do, like, weigh-ins every so often, like, every week. I weigh in every week, and then I will weigh in every other day or so, just because I like to see the fluctuations, and I can handle the fluctuations mentally. Like, I don't beat myself up. It doesn't put me into a spiral. It actually sets me forward on what I need to do. So I'm going to just read some numbers to you, okay? Are you ready? So we had 224. 223.6, 222.9, 224.5, 224.3, 223.6, 223.7, 223.2, 221.1, 220. Okay. My point in that is you can't get so hung up in the week-to-week weigh-ins, the day-to-day weigh-ins. I had a moment last week. You want to hear this? On Monday morning, that previous Friday, I got on the scale and it was 223 as I went into the weekend. On Monday morning, when I got on the scale, I was 228. You know damn well I didn't gain 5 pounds in 2 days, 3 days. And I sure as shit didn't enjoy my eating enough. Like, look, if I'm going to gain 5 pounds, I better enjoy what the hell I'm eating. It's not like I didn't even go out to eat. I didn't have a bunch of fast food. Things fluctuate. They fluctuate. You have sodium, you have water retention, what have you. Time of the month. So I could use that and just, you know, say, F this, I'm done, blah, blah, blah. 228 on Monday. And by the weekend, a week later, it was 220. Okay, so you're going to have these fluctuations. And that's the reason I shared all of these numbers with you over the month of February into early March, is because it's not about the day to day, definitely not. It's not about the week over week. But when you go back and look at a month, okay, a month ago versus now, we're 4 pounds down. And can we just take a moment? Can we just take a moment to realize that when I saw that 220, y'all, I was like, all right, I'm gonna take off my watch. Let me take off my ring. Let me take off my earring. Can I take off another piece of clothes so that I can get to that 219.9 so we can get out of the 220s? And it just wouldn't budge. So I am gonna do everything in my power this week to get out of this decade, so that when I come back to you next week, because I will come back next week with an episode, I will make that commitment and that promise to you that we can get out of the 220s forever. That's my goal, and I'm going to keep that in mind when I'm making choices and when I'm saying no to things or saying yes to other things, that we need to say goodbye to this decade for good. So that's where I'm at, and that's how things are going. I'm still not following I'm not even following Weight Watchers. I'm still doing my injections. I'm doing the tirzepatide. I'm on the 10 milligram injections at this point. I haven't decided if I'm going to increase those in the next month's order or if I'm going to stay where I'm at. Honestly, the ones that I got this past month, I wasn't loving. They sent me ones from a different pharmacy, and I don't think it's the same potency. I've been more hungry than I have felt in a very long time. So it's either one of two things. One, it's the pharmacy. It's the compound. It's the dosage. Maybe I'm ready to get to the next dose. Or it's just been an extra, like my time of the month was really hard this month. So that can play a part into it as well. I don't know. But I'm not following a specific eating plan. I'm not even following points. I'm just trying to live my life without allowing food to dominate the conversation. I'm just trying to live my life without constantly wanting to eat. And you know, thanks to the injections, I don't have the urge all the time. I do some of the time. And this month was one of those months that was really, really hard and I had to keep pushing through. And I'm glad that I did. And so my goal would be by the end of March, we have a couple more weeks left in March. We're not even halfway through that. We are well deep into the 210s. Like we are in the 210s and we are working our way out. We're not going backwards. I cannot have another month of the flip-flopping and the yo-yoing. However, if that happens, I have to remember that it's not about the every week, it's about the every month. Like compare yourself to last month and where you are today. And 4 pounds in a month, that's a pound a week if you average it out. So I'm going to just keep charging forward. I don't know if I'll ever anytime soon implement Weight Watchers or a plan. I'm still a member. I still have the app. I do think I need to start following something because as I'm losing more, it's very easy to maintain at this weight. But if I want to continue to lose and get down, I've got to cut back in certain areas, and I'm not quite sure where that's going to be yet. So stay tuned. I'll share more next week on what's going on with that. And also, I will naturally get more active because it's spring and the weather is getting nice and I'm outdoors more. So anyway, that is my update for you guys. Let me know how you're doing. I definitely will be back here next week with a 10 pounds 10 times. And fingers crossed, we are going to be in the 210s. We are going to be in the 210s. Please, please, please. We are getting there. We are going to do it. We are done with these 220s. All right. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.